All right, it was an interesting journey for you from Pearl Cone, I'm not going to mention that school up north, to find your way back to Nashville as far as Vanderbilt. What's that journey been like for you?
I mean, it's really been crazy. When I was up north, a lot of things went on that I had to be mentally tough for. And with the help of my mom, that's how I got through that situation. But coming back to Vandy, even my first year at Vandy, like on scout team, I was just enjoying football again. And that's kind of what I lost when I was up north. But to go back and, like, I was just playing football and had to worry about learning the plays because I was off that year. So that was a good thing. But then next coming into the season last year, I was ready for it. Things still weren't going my way towards the beginning. But my situation up north made that situation last year easy for me because I done been through it before. So I was just sitting back awaiting my turn, and when I got the ball, I did what I was supposed to do with it.
You know, I've had this question. I've asked defensive ends what it's like to realize there's nothing in between you and sacking a quarterback. I've never asked a running back, and I can ask that of you because you know the feeling when all of a sudden you realize there's nobody in front of you and you're getting ready to rip off a 60-plus yard touchdown. Now, not unless you've got the scoreboard showing the video of you breaking out. What is that feeling like knowing that you've got separation like that and you've got a long touchdown ahead of you?
Like, as soon as I see the hole open, it's the best feeling in the world. Like, my whole line, I tell them all the time, I just need like 1 second. Just hold your block for 1 second, and then I'm out. And I feel like that's something that they like take pride in. They like, all right, Key only need this much time. Let's get it. Let's give it to him. And when I see them holes open, it's just a wrap. It's ball game.
I noticed this. I noticed it out of Kalijah. I noticed it out of Jared. You know, you're not nervous about this. You got a huge smile on your face. You're embracing this opportunity to represent Vanderbilt. You know, is that just because you realize that, you know, this is it for you and you're going to enjoy every moment?
I went to Big Ten Media Day my sophomore year. So I've been like in the Media Day environment before.
So you're an expert now.
You can say that. That's why I had to step up the suit, the shoes. I had to step it all up this time.
And by the way, you look absolutely marvelous. You're well – you know, you can almost be – if you were taller and you wanted to play the position, you could be like these GQ model-type quarterbacks that we've been seeing all week.
Man, no, say that. You can't say that.
But, I mean, obviously it's a nice responsibility for you. It reflects well as far as your leadership skills. And it's one thing to say, okay, you're a leader. And I'm not going to mention other schools but outside the conference, but it's like you can't appoint somebody a leader. A leader is somebody that has those natural qualities where somebody is wanting to follow them. And just being around you, you can just see it in your eyes why somebody would want to see you, hear you, and want to, you know, it brings out the best out of them.
So towards January, my role is like a leader has stepped up to become like more vocal. And that's something I've never been. It's more like I'm all about action. And so having to do that vocal leader role, I hit a couple roadblocks as far as like spring ball with the defense. We hit a couple roadblocks, but we was able to get back. Because they understood where I was coming from, and they understood that I was going through a process, too, of trying to become this vocal leader. And then, like, how I play the game, it's like it's I play angry. And so on the field, I'm just angry. So that's something that the team had to, like, kind of, like, adjust to, and I had to adjust to them to a degree. But, like, it's all coming together now. Everybody's confident in one another. We're getting closer as a team as a whole.
Visiting with Keyshawn Vaughn. You know, Keyshawn, I gave this stat to Larry Leathers earlier with the media relations department at Vanderbilt. There's 42 total players representing the 14 schools here, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's only 4 states with more players represented than the city of Nashville. You, of course, with the Pride. You got Daniel Batuli with Tennessee and Alex Gibbons, the offensive tackle with Ole Miss. Must be something in the water there in Nashville now producing this kind of quality, not just player on the field, but these leadership qualities as well.
I mean, Nashville Dev got some athletes. Got athletes coming out almost every year, and that's something that's kind of slept on. But, like, a couple years, that's all you're going to hear about Nashville athletes. I feel like it's just more, we understand that we got to grind more We don't get as much recognition coming out of high school, so a lot of things we grind for, and I just feel like that's just a Nashville trait, just to go out there and ball.
I asked Jared this earlier, and the fact that, you know, here's Vanderbilt, three outstanding players. We're talking about Kalijah Lipscomb, led all SEC receivers last year in catches. Jared Pinckney leading all tight end in catches. You leading the conference in 7.9 yards per carry. Day in and day out in practice, you make the defense better, but at the same time, they keep bringing more out of you as well.
Like, that's facts, though, because, like, when I was on scout team, that's all I was focused on. It was crafting my craft. I'm getting better at things that I felt I lacked. And so that helped me a lot. And then experience. Experience helps a lot. And like you said, we get the defense better because they're going against the big three every day. And so it gets no better than that.
Before I let you go, you have an example along with your teammates this year to show that, hey, we can produce on the football field. You can send a message to future recruits by saying the fact that you get a great education. And, oh, by the way, if you want to play, say, professional football, that opportunity will be down there as well. You know, talk to a future student athlete in the high school ranks that are thinking about Vanderbilt or somebody else. What would you say to them?
First of all, I'll tell them, like you said, great education, getting no better than that. And that degree just holds so much weight. They call it the Ivy League of the South. They call it that for a reason, because it holds so much weight. And then, like you said, that the NFL eyes are now there. Like, it's easy to – you in the SEC. The eyes are already there. All you got to do is make your plays, put up the stats or whatever they want to see. And then just let the ball roll from there. Don't force nothing. Just let it play out.
By the way, you know, growing up, had tough love from my parents, but I knew at the end it was going to make me a better person. Talk about that tough love, and it certainly is love when I throw that word out there, that relationship that you have, your teammates have with Derek Mason.
Tough love. Coach Mason. Oh, man. Coach Mason, a great guy. Like I've been saying, he's an open book. He lets you come in his office whenever you need to talk to him. He'll give you the shirt off his back. He's more accessible. Not a lot of head coaches you have access to easily. But him, the coaching staff, you see him walking around, everybody's happy. Speaking, I feel like it's just a great environment for a student athlete to be in.